Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
You just like doing that once in a while, don't you?
I do so much. You know, it's unusual for a ministry leader to write someone and tell them not to give. But that's what I did recently. Yes, there are certain conditions in which God will not direct, well, he'll direct you not to sow. The lady I wrote was way over her head in credit card debt. But yet, she was asking me if it was okay to sow her seed on a credit card. She indicated in her email that most of her credit card debt is from seeds that she sowed in the ministry. Honey, people would be amazed at the number of people who have huge credit card balances because of their giving to ministries. Some probably 5-6 years ago, I was speaking in Baltimore, Maryland. A lady came up to me after the meeting and said she wanted to sow $5,000 in our ministry on her credit card. Now, you can imagine my delight. But when I asked if she paid the credit card bill off in full each month, I learned that she had a $25,000 balance from sowing to ministries.
Wow.
Now, that $5,000 gift would have been a huge blessing to our ministry. But I told her to pledge the $5,000 and send some each month. I never heard from her again. But I knew I'd done the right thing.
You know, any one of our letters that you receive from us always has down at the bottom when we put the credit card slip that says, do not give on a credit card if you do not pay off the balance each month.
It's true. And sadly, we could go on with these stories, including the lady who had $100,000 in credit card debt from giving to one specific ministry. She justified the giving because of an impending divorce settlement, which would allow her to pay the bill off in entirety, which she subsequently did. By the way, it took all the money she received to do it. However, despite my counseling and praying with her through tear-stained conversations, she almost immediately got into credit card debt again, with $12,000 given to the same ministry. With her salary and the budget we established, it would take her 20 years to pay that amount of debt off if she just made the regular monthly payment. Now, don't get me wrong. I understand faith. I understand sowing in the midst of famine. I understand believing the seeds you plant on a credit card can be a step of faith to have your credit card bills paid off supernaturally. I understand all that. But there's a difference between faith and foolishness.
Yes, indeed.
Now, Lord, I'm asking you, to help me be clear on this next point so that everyone hears our voices, will fully understand what we're saying. If you give on a credit card and you don't have the ability to pay the balance off in full when the statement arrives, you're not giving your money.
That's right.
You're giving the credit card company's money.
Think about that.
Say it again. When you give on a credit card, you're using money that doesn't belong to you, so it's not your money to give. I'm fairly certain that God in heaven, the one I know and love, would not have you, me, us, in the debt up to our eyeballs, but using your credit card in any circumstance.
You know, in Romans 13, verse 8 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, keep out of debt and owe no man anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor, who practices loving others, has fulfilled the law relating to one's fellow men, meeting all its requirements. That scripture clearly says, owe no man anything except to show love for one another. When we sow on a credit card, we owe the credit card company.
It's true.
Yes. Oh, and sometimes people will say, oh, yes, but Brother Harold and Sister Bev, I want to give to the work of the Lord. My faith was stirred when the man or the woman of God spoke. But understand this. When you put seed, your seed, on a credit card and can't pay it off, you're not sowing to your future. You're stealing from your future.
Wow. It's true.
Now, here's the tragedy. Over 40 million Americans pay only the minimum payment each month. And believe me, Christians are among that number. Sowing on your credit card when you know you don't have the ability to pay it off in full is foolishness, not faith. But yes, but Brother Harold and Sister Bev, when my harvest comes in, I can pay my credit card off in full and I'll never use it again. Well, we certainly pray that's true, but it still doesn't diminish the fact that what you're sowing is not your money. It's somebody else's money. It's literally borrowed money. And there's scriptures about that too. We realize that some of your friends who have their ministries may take exception to what we're saying. We've known people who do. But this is really the Lord's direction for us as we teach debt-free living. And it's really straight out of the Word of God. We believe there are times when the Lord may direct you to sow a seed on a credit card, even though you don't have the money in the bank. But I can tell you that this will certainly be, and I mean certainly, be the exception and not the rule with God. Also, we need to make sure that you're hearing God's voice and not that of a person, regardless of how anointed they may be in taking up the offering or how intense it may feel that they have to have that money. You may find yourself sowing seeds of havoc instead of harvest. God gives us direction in 2 Corinthians 9, 6, and 7. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 and 7 in the Message Bible. It says, remember, take plenty of time to think it over and make up your own mind what you will give. That will protect you against sob stories and arm twisting.
You know, honey, 2 Corinthians 9, 7 and the New Living Translation says it this way. You must decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure.
And definitely not in response.
In all our meetings,
pressure.
I tell folks not to put a gift on their credit card unless they can pay the bill off in full when the statement arrives. I'd much rather them make a pledge or a vow. Now, I'm not against somebody using a credit card. In fact, we accept credit cards. But as Bev said a moment ago, if you get a letter from us, if you've been in one of our meetings, you'll notice that line at the bottom of the giving envelope says, please use bank card only if you pay your balance off each month.
Amen.
Honey, I know you said that, but I needed to say it again. You know, we've dedicated
more years than we'd like to count.
No doubt about it. Coming on 30, too short of 30, I think it is. We dedicated our lives to getting people out of debt. So for me to advise someone to go deeper in debt, well, it'd be an abomination to my calling. You know, I was about to move into a conversation on the dangers of credit card debt when the Lord reminded me of Isaiah 50, verse 4. Isaiah 50, verse 4. He allowed me to see with fresh revelatory insight. In the King James Version, the scripture says,
the Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh me morning by morning. He waketh mine ear to hear as the learned. According to Strong's Concordance, the Hebrew word for learned is H39:28. H39, verse 28, and it means taught, learned, disciple. The Hebrew word for waketh is H5782, and according to Strong's Concordance, it means to rouse oneself, awake, awaken, incite, stir up, excite. The New Living Translation of Isaiah 50, verse 4, Isaiah 50, verse 4 says, the Sovereign Lord has given me his words of wisdom, so that I know how to comfort the weary. Morning by morning, he wakes me and opens my understanding to his will.
Honey, there's no question. God is wanting to teach each of us, to stir us up, excite us as we awaken to begin a new day. Some people think we only need to hear God when something major arises, like a catastrophic illness, financial emergency, family crisis. But there's so much more, so much more. God wants to awaken us to his voice, listening for his instructions, absorbing his revelation, spending time in his presence. That's why we spent the first 2 weeks of the year talking about the book Two Chairs, the time you spend with the Lord each morning. And understand this, no conversation with God is ever insignificant or unimportant to him. Unless we forget, he wants to teach us morning by morning. If God is waiting to teach and stir us up each morning, he is interested in every area of our lives, including whether or not we charge something we know we can't afford to pay off when a credit card arrives in our mailbox. When we allow God to teach us every morning, we experience a corresponding increase in learning, and we strengthen our skill set.
That's good. In Proverbs 1, verse 5, Proverbs 1, 5, in the Classic Amplified, it says, the wise also will hear and increase in learning, and the person of understanding will acquire skill and attain to sound counsel, so that he may be able to steer his course rightly.
As you listen to and learn from your Heavenly Father, you'll find out you're going to feel a sudden sense of whether or not he would have you put everything or anything on your credit card, including and especially including a gift to a ministry. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you're called in one body, and be you thankful. As you listen and learn, morning by morning, you'll feel an awesome peace like never before, what you should and shouldn't be doing. We want to close the teaching by just saying to you, reminding you, if you will, that God will direct your path.
It says so in Psalm 32:8.
In the midst of hard times, trust him. He promises to provide seed to the sower. He will bring provision, the provision that you need. His seed, children, will never go begging bread. Hallelujah. Remember, sow to your future instead of stealing from it.
Amen.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And while you're there, if you were blessed, click the button that says sow a seed and just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says. It's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.